It's just me, your next-door neighbor. I guess you know that by now, or why I'm here. I've been baking up a storm all day, and once again, I'm out of something I need. This happens all the time, doesn't it? I run out of ingredients, and I come over here to borrow them from you. And somehow, you'll always have what I need, even though you don't seem to cook yourself. You don't have to, I guess. Every time I borrow something from you, I pay it back in slices of cake, or pie, or cookies, or whatever. Today, I really need to ask a lot from you. I mostly need something sweet, so sugar, I guess. But I need flour, too, and eggs. Vanilla extract, if you have any. Of course you do. Oh, and lemon juice. And some milk, and cream, and butter. In short, I need a lot of stuff. Maybe I should have brought a shopping cart. Say, would you mind helping me carry this back to my apartment? There's an awful lot of stuff here. I've been making pies all day, but I could use your help with the last one. It's the most important one. Thanks. You're so sweet. Lock your door. This may be a few minutes. So, here we are. I don't know if you've ever seen my apartment. I'm a bit shy, as you've probably guessed. I don't get out much, which is why I keep running out of baking ingredients. Especially after a day like today. Look at what I made so far. My refrigerator is full of pies. Here's a key lime pie. Over here is a coconut cream one. You might notice there's a bit of a theme here, or maybe you don't. Despite your suspiciously well-stocked pantry, you don't seem to know much about baking. It's like you keep all those things just for my benefit. These are all cream pies. I've been baking them all day. Well, not precisely baking. Most of them just sat in the refrigerator. It's still called baking, I guess. And I am an amateur baker. Although, I guess I do get paid for it. So, maybe I'm kind of professional. Oh, no, I don't sell any of this stuff. What I do is record myself baking all kinds of things. I stream live baking shows on the internet, and I also have a pay site. No, I can't tell you the address. You just go and look for it and sign up or something. I'd end up too embarrassed then. You'd see me baking all kinds of stuff, wearing that pretty little apron over there. And, maybe nothing else? I might cook mostly in the nude. Yeah, that apron offers me some modesty, but not a lot. But the donations and subscriptions really started coming in after I started doing that. It's not like they can see my face too much. I was so nervous about appearing on the internet at all that I wore a wig and this mask over the top part of my face from the very beginning, long before it started getting sexy. I'm kind of the Batgirl of online baking shows. At least, if Batgirl only wore an apron and lived off her website income. I've been able to make a living off of it for months now, and it's become easier and easier over time. The mask and the wig empowered me to appear on camera in the first place, and they also let me appear with just this little apron on. Of course, I'd die if anyone I knew found out, so I suppose you're wondering why I'm telling you about it? It's like this. I occasionally do private shows or custom videos. Sometimes someone wants a favorite childhood dessert baked by some topless and mostly bottomless girl on the internet, and they're willing to pay a fair amount of money for it. Or I bake someone a birthday cake and sing them happy birthday at the end of the video before asking them to pretend to blow out the candles. That's a popular one. Then, just recently, someone offered me a ridiculous amount of money for a video where I make something very specific. They even sent a contract and paid in advance. I really should have read the contract before I signed it, because there was a bit of a misunderstanding. It would be funny if it wasn't happening to me. I was making all of these pies today as part of their video. They were paying so much, I wanted to make sure they got their money's worth. Except, even with all the pies I made, I didn't quite make the kind of cream pie they specified in the contract. I just caught my mistake a little bit ago. You see, there's a type of cream pie that doesn't have to do with baking at all. I swear to God that this was news to me, or I never would have signed that contract. I thought it was easy money. Please tell me you know what kind of cream pie I'm talking about. I would die if I had to explain it to you. Good. That's something, at least. Now, I should just send this guy his money back. Except I might have spent it on that shiny new KitchenAid mixer with literally every attachment known to mankind, and this month's rent, and even some car payments. Plus, this guy could sue me for breach of contract or something, I suppose. The good news is, the contract specifies the video is just for him, so if I make this special cream pie video, I shouldn't need to worry about anyone seeing it. Even if they do, I'd still be wearing the wig and the mask. So, I'm sorry that I made you carry all of that stuff from your apartment. I don't really need any of it. I did say I needed something sweet for this cream pie, and I wasn't lying. I need you. I know we don't know each other too well. I'm just the shy girl that comes over to borrow cooking supplies and then drops off fresh baked treats after, but the longer I've known you, the less shy I've become around you. I may also accidentally not buy enough for some ingredients, so that I have an excuse to visit you, but the more I came over, the more likely you seemed to have everything I asked for. It's like you wanted to make sure I never went away empty-handed. So, long story short, yeah, I know, too late for that. But anyway, would you mind horribly if I borrowed a cup of cum from you? It doesn't have to literally be a cup's worth, just whatever you can spare. In my pussy? For the cream pie I mentioned earlier, the sexy kind. I already moved the cameras into my bedroom. I can show you. We need to go to my bedroom anyway, if we're going to make the cream pie, right? You haven't said yes, but you haven't said no, which is good, I guess. So, take my hand and let me give you the grand tour. So, this is my bedroom. Those are my cameras, and I guess that is my bed, which the cameras are pointing at. Over here on the dresser, I have my mask and my wig. Here, let me put the mask on. It's actually pretty comfortable. Or maybe it's just that I feel more sure of myself when I put it on. It covers the top part of my face, so you can just see my nose, mouth, and jaw. I have this lipstick too. If you put on a bright shade of lipstick, that can make you look so different. No one I know would expect me to wear any. At least, not this much of it. And finally, the wig. I just have to tuck my real hair under it, then straighten it out a little and comb it a bit. And there. There we go. I look like a totally different person. I even feel kind of different. I'm bolder and less nervous. I have the courage now to start taking off my clothes in front of you. Wait, do you mind if I turn on the cameras first? I'm kind of getting the impression that you're willing to, well, let's call it help me. But I need to get this on video and audio. There. Now, as long as we stay near or on the bed, it will all be recorded. So, are you ready to help me make a very special cream pie for a special fan of mine? I wore this simple dress today. I can just unbutton it, then pull it down over my shoulders and let it fall to the ground. That way I don't risk it pulling off the mask or the wig. All I have to worry about is you and my fan seeing me standing here in just a bra and panties. You go ahead and start removing your clothes while I unfasten my bra. I've never stripped on camera before. At first I appeared with clothes on, and then it was just the apron. I was always wearing just that when the video began. So it's hard for me to pull this bra off and let you see my breasts. I guess they're kind of nice. At least I get a lot of compliments about them on my website. Maybe you'll even say nice things about them too. I kind of hope you do. I know that I'm thinking nice things about you as you take off your shirt and pull off your pants. Now, this is the hard part. I wasn't talking about you, except you are really, really hard, aren't you? But what I was talking about was pulling off my panties. I've always had the apron to cover me before, and my viewers could see my breast and my naked bottom, but now my special fan gets to see my pussy, and of course, you do too. In fact, you get to do far more than see it. Let's go over to the bed, shall we? I've never been so nervous about getting into my bed before. I guess you can see me shake. Even with this mask and wig, I'm still not all that brave. Maybe you could help me with my courage, though? I could lie down on my bed, and you could maybe put your head between my legs and sample the dish before we really start cooking. Tasting things while you're baking is one of my favorite parts. Maybe you'll enjoy tasting me? I've never felt a tongue down there before. There's something you should know before we make the cream pie. I've never been this far as a man before. I could make some clumsy metaphor about a cherry pie or something, but I can't think straight with your tongue licking my pussy or your hands on my thighs. Oh, you're so good at this. I know I picked the right guy. I know, not just because of this, but because you're so nice. Just like I made excuses to go over to your apartment. This video makes a good excuse for letting you do naughty things to me. It's easy for a girl like me to hide behind convenient excuses like that. But I don't want to anymore. I do want you to make love to me now. I want my first orgasm with someone else to be with your cock and not your mouth. Yes. Move on top of me. I'm so ready for this now. I could turn the cameras off if you like. The money doesn't matter to me that much anymore. All that matters is you. But if you don't mind being on camera, it might be fun to watch this later. And I did kind of spend that man's money already. No. Now, put it in me. I want to be made love to. I want to make love with you. So many men are my fans, but I have no connection to any of them. Not like I do to you. I want to become even more connected, though. Physically and emotionally. We can do both by putting your cock inside of me. Please. Please. Help me make a cream pie. That's not how I imagined losing my virginity. But all in all, I don't mind. I did imagine losing it to you many times since I met you. Now my dreams are finally coming true. No, please. Move in me. Nice and slow. Slow and careful words for love making. Just as it does for baking. Maybe someday I'll be equally as good at both. But this will be the last time I film the first one. At least for a public audience. I still want to bake and share that with the world. At least the world of slightly dirty baking fans. You always were attracted to me, weren't you? That's why you always had all the supplies I needed in your cupboard. Please, tell me it's true. And that this moment is as important to you as it is to me. I know you're kind of shy too, but we're making love together now. We don't have to be nervous around each other. Keep up in that. Whoa. other than me wearing this mask and wig, but I could definitely take them off the next time. Because I would really like there to be a next time. The time after that, and so on. Yes. Tell me all what you've always wanted me. That makes it easier. So much better. I've always wanted you. From the very first time I saw you. And now I have you, and I never want to let you go. There's a part of me that just wants this perfect sex to last forever. But there's also a part of me that wants to come so very, very hard and very soon. Are you ready? You need to come at me and fill me as full as you can with your sperm so that you can get that fattest cream pie. But honestly, this is mostly about you and me. Even without the money and the contract, I'd still want you to come inside of me right now. So please do it. Give me what we both want so bad right now. I've had more fun making a pie in my life. Now, I hate to say this, but can you take it out of me? Bonus points if you can come a little on top of my pussy as you pull out. Oh God. Oh, you did. I almost came again myself. I can also feel your cum leaking out of me and see it on my monitor. Pussy is covered and it's running down onto my bottom too. Which means my van has gone exactly what he wanted. But more than that, so did I. Wait. Here's the remote for the camera. And, they're off. So, technically, we don't need to have sex again or anything. You helped me fulfill that special order. But if you want to spend the next few hours here making love and then maybe spend the night, I can show you that I'm pretty good at making breakfast too.